12:25, and it's Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's NFL schedule day, but more importantly, it's when Andy Hart hops on Gresh and Fourier. You can see him on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Andy Hart of WEEI.com. Hart, what's up?
Hump day.
Are you, will someone in your family or anyone you know be applying for the coveted position of family wrangler on a part-time basis down at Gillette this year? I don't know if you saw the job posting of the seasonal job to be the one to run the new family Chuck E. Cheese they're building there.
You think anybody in the Hart family has the patience to deal with like 85 Christian Fouriers
no,
plus all their kids and wives and girlfriends and others and plus ones and twos and threes and fours?
Are there people out there that are capable of that? Because I don't think
saints.
So. I was just going to say.
Saints.
Saints, the head coach, look at the mural.
Okay, yeah, we're not going
to. Don't take the cheese.
I just said to Nick, I was waiting to come on. I go, Jesus, does every little bit of Patriots news set Gresh off?
Yeah,
these
it does.
Days? Like, jeez.
He goes to the mural. He goes to St. May. It's like a weird.
No.
Just it triggers him.
St. Mayo. They haven't painted the one for May yet. It's coming.
I'd rather have a May than a Mayo one, quite honestly.
I
said it last week. The custodian, have him trip with a can of paint in his hand, get it all over it, and move on. And say, oops, sorry, Mr. Mural Artist. We didn't mean to ruin it, but we did, and we're not going to put it.
You remember when the Colts? Are you the Patriots did a version of this themselves? The Colts put up like, hey, representative of the AFC Championship or
AFC
something like that.
AFC Championship game 2014 or something,
16-0
right?
Banner for the Patriots.
Yeah.
They quietly disappear.
Yeah.
Quietly disappear when you make mistakes like this. And this was a misstep. But, Gresh, it doesn't give you every reason to just like everything they do. I mean, this is pretty benign, right? Like, they're hiring somebody to try to fix up to be a liaison with all these pampered players, and
okay, that's enough's enough. We're not pampered.
Oh, what is that? Isn't that why you're? I'm just hard. I guess I'm just surprised that, you know, the whole pampered player thing that he's sensitive to. It's the whole. I was told it was important. You would think it would be a full time gig, stuff to do in the off season, all that. That's why I'm poking fun.
Well, yeah.
There's
I don't think
to do
there's much
off-season.
To. I mean, what are they going to book tea times in the offseason and like vacation?
Patriots alumni. These guys are around all the time. Little community outreach, whatever.
Yeah, but they have a community outreach already.
Why can't they take those people to be
because
able
they're
to
already
schedule
doing other
who
stuff.
Gets to sit in the front of
they're
the.
They're busy. They're doing community involvement, the alumni.
Important during
a
game?
This is a separate gig. This is a.
Yes.
Specific.
Yeah, he wants to rip it. I see it because you
don't.
No. The reason I'm saying you wanted to rip it was because, like you said to Fourier, the whole this is specific to pampered players and what you need to do and all that.
Okay, first of all, both you guys need to stop with the pampered player things. You know, we come from out of state. We don't know where we're at. We have a lot of people poking and prodding us and demanding things. We need somebody to help
us. Are you fresh off the Mayflower
like a
pilgrim?
Yeah, you won championships.
Yes, Mr. Indian. Where can I grow my crops?
You won championships not needing a special place to sit.
No, but the reality is, Christian, the pampered part isn't your fault as a player. You've been pampered in high school, you've been pampered in college, and you expect to be pampered in the pros.
Well, that's your fault.
Here's how it works. No, this is the organization's fault. Here's what they do. They condition you to rely on other people. Hey, when can I go to the bathroom? Well, it says it on the sheet that I gave you. Hey, well, when do I need to get on the plane? Well, I just gave you a sheet. Hey, when am I allowed to go home? Well, it tells you on the sheet that I gave you. When can I eat? Well, you're like in prison. So it is.
There's no Chuck E. Cheese's in prison.
Prison with Haagen-Dazs bars on the end of the jet flight. I don't think prison is like
there
that.
There is. Listen,
ooh,
there's
humble brag.
Commissary.
I've been on the jet.
There's the commissary in prison.
Gresh, that was legitimately. That was legitimately when I knew I had made it in PR. Like when the flight and you're like, you can't in the flight to Buffalo, it's not possible to say yes to every piece of food they come with. It's like a 1 hour flight and it's like the thing, the warm towel, then would you like a cookie? And then there's a Haagen-Dazs and you're like, I don't know if I should have it all, but I eat it all because it's free and it's for me.
No, that's true. And it ends up saving the team in the long run because you're not out going to the anchor bar for wings.
Oh, no, I still take my per diem. I still take my per diem.
Oh, I got you.
I put it in my back pocket.
I just figured that.
You got a per diem?
That's the way of the NFL.
Why do you say it like that? Like, I didn't deserve a per diem?
Wait.
I was the same exact thing as you. I was working.
Why are you asking me how I said it? I just said, you're getting a per diem.
Was I not doing the same exact damn thing you were flying to Buffalo to do my
so
job?
Sensitive.
Jobs are different, but the thing is the same.
You know what? You'd be perfect for this job. You have the perfect disposition
Listen
for
to this
job.
Now. Listen oh, to
this.
I don't think so.
You know what? Here's the thing. You are the perfect person for this job because literally you would kind of scare everybody off. Because you'd be so, okay, what, you need this again? Didn't I tell you the first time? Chuck E. Cheese's is open between 1 and 5, and Santa Claus will be here from 2 to 6.
That is true. If you do it that way, people stop asking.
Then they just go around you, and they go, why is he so mean?
Because he doesn't want people bothering him, but...
No, but
it is what it is. I think, Gresh, my bigger point...
To the next question, it'll be, but what about the elves? I know Santa's there, but if there's no elves, how is little Pismo going to feel the Christmas spirit?
Okay, that's to my bigger point. Like, can't we just give Mayo and May a chance to, like, get their feet wet? Like, there was... Did you mock... One thing that I liked this past weekend, and I'd like to get your opinions on it. The group photo put out by the team on social media of rookie minicamp with all the coaches and all the players, like a big end of camp. Here's everybody. I felt weird. Felt like the Grinch when I was looking to see what happened to my heart. I liked it. I thought it was a cool little gesture because half of these Jags are tryout guys that we'll never see again. And this is their evidence that, yes, they actually tried out in the year 2024 for the New England Patriots. I thought it was cool. My guess is you mocked it, Greg.
Honest to God, I didn't even know they took the photo,
I
don't care.
I told you about it yesterday.
Yeah, all right,
you weren't
great.
Even paying attention. I had talked to Kern about it. Were you paying attention?
No. I like
you.
It.
Anything
I like
positive?
It.
Here's the thing, Andy. Anything positive about this team? He ignores.
No, I have honest to God.
And I saw your tweet, and I agreed with you. It was like, oh, something different. That I was like, why wouldn't they do this? Why can you not celebrate the fact that you made it this far? Like, it's an accomplishment.
Yeah, I have no problem with that because it's true. And Hart made the best point of all. It's not for the guys that were drafted in the first four rounds. It was everybody else who might be
from
washing
North Dakota State.
No,
yeah.
But it might be for everybody else who's washing cars at the end, or they're the liaison. You know, they go for they got cut and then they get the job to run the. Run
I'm not
the,
saying that the degree is useful, but we have a degree.
Of course. All of us have degrees. Doesn't mean we're
wasn't
not
wasn't a degree
not
in
idiots.
Restaurant management, bar management.
Yeah,
real,
that's
a real thing, though.
Yeah, no, that's...
There's whole colleges devoted just to that.
And no issue.
Gone to one of them.
No issue with that. Now, if they're doing it with, like, the whole 120 people in camp or something, that might be a little much, or whatever that number lands
that
on.
That you'll mock. See,
that
you
would be
are
much.
Looking for the low-hanging fruit to mock. That your... Yeah. Default reaction these days is mock the Patriots, and I don't get why. It should be a new beginning, should be hopeful, should be happy, should be Drake May is the next big
Hope.
Thing.
And that's what you
it's
think.
A new beginning.
You want me to think, now you're Fourier-ing me. You just want me to think like you.
Well,
you
no, I want
ask
you to
ask a question
that's
eight
reality.
Different ways.
You have a new coach and a new quarterback. The reality is this is a fresh beginning. This is a new hope. This was some Star Wars movie. It would be
Absolutely.
The new hope.
Listen,
yeah, there is one called that.
I have great hope for a top three pick this year. So I'm,
me too.
I'm with
Absolutely.
You on that.
You
yes.
can get both, by the
they're
way. You can be happy about what transpires over the next 8 months and get a top three pick. It's called Bengals.
Well,
the Bengals did it better than anybody when they got Ja'Marr Chase, and it jump-started their franchise.
Sure.
Yes, I would like to be happy about Drake May and Jerod Mayo, see signs that they are good at their jobs, and also lose a lot of football games so I get a number one wide receiver or a left tackle in the top five next April.
And you can Jets the hell out of it. Screw it up, and in 3 years, we're hiring
but why do you sound happy to say that?
Or
Let me ask, hold on. Here's the reason. I'll tell you why. If Bill just quit and retired, he said, listen, I'm just done. They're begging me to stay. I can't do it anymore. Would it be looked at differently for you overall? If Bill was just like, legitimately, guys, I'm just cooked. I can't do it anymore. The crafts have been great. It's been leaked and it's been confirmed that they gave him more years. They want to see this through with him. But he's like, I just can't do it anymore. I just want to be like Bruce Arians. I want to be an advisor. I want to be involved, but I don't want the day-to-day any stuff. Thank you. Would you be looking at it differently?
No. Well, maybe because it might. No.
That was a quick turnaround. No. Yes.
Well, here's the thing. Because the one thing we didn't know was that Robert Kraft already picked the coach over a year and a half ago. So if it would have been that Belichick retired and then they went through a search and landed where they did, okay. But it
that's my point.
Then I would feel differently because, again, we went through a sham of a process to ultimately just give the job to Elliott Wolf that they could have just given him 2 weeks ago, but they had to go through process. I think it would make some feel better that you just didn't shove someone in there because, A, they're a favorite of the owner, and, B, they just wanted someone in there so different. I think that's the part of it. It's the whole process of it of, hey, trust me, this guy is going to be okay. And then that guy turns around, and admittedly, we've been through the whole he couldn't stop himself or whatever. And then it's the whole, hey, I'm going to make some mistakes and we're going to screw this up and da da da. If you'd gone at least through a process to be able to say, Gerard Mayo compared to this guy, and this guy, here's why I want him, it would make me feel a little better other than the other guy was mean and didn't talk to me and this guy will, you have the job. Because that's what it feels like.
Those are two different things, and it depends, I guess, on what you believe happened. Because it's one thing to say, Bill's a jerk, I want a coach who's not a jerk. And it's another thing to say, 5 years ago in Israel, I decided this guy is a special human being, is a leader of men. And if you trust Robert, the same Robert who, if you believe him, wanted to hire Bill Belichick after Bill Parcells and made a mistake and let him get away and then didn't do it and tried to learn from that mistake this time around, if you trust Robert's judgment in these areas, in that he really did pick Gerard Mayo because he believes he is the next great coach in football, the next great coach for this generation of football players and personality and landscape, that's one thing. And by the way, I agree with you, Gresh. If he just hired Gerard Mayo because he wanted a guy that would pick up the phone when he called and have a nice conversation with him, or a guy that could, you know, hang out with him for dinner or hang out by the pool at his Cape house in the summer, then this is doomed beyond belief. But if he actually picked a guy that he believes is a, what do they call him, leader of men and people person and all these sort of cliches, if he believes that, then I think you should give him the benefit of the doubt and say, I actually admire his conviction to do this.
And you know what? If there wasn't the rhetoric that came out of there right away, silos, hard-ass edge, all this stuff, and then 10 episodes of let's tear down the guy that just left, I might be able to feel better about Mayo off the jump. But he feels like what is the kind of chess piece, let's say, for Robert Kraft in saying it was great around here, but they weren't nice enough to me. And that's why I think I have been so hard. I like Gerard. I've dealt with Gerard a bunch of times. He's a good dude. He's a good person. But what I don't know is, can this guy do the job? And even as the CEO type, there were people staring at him during this whole rookie thing and being like, who are you coaching? How are you interacting? And it was a lot of CEO-ish type stuff. That also could indicate if you think someone is over their head, what do? They look and they look around and they look around and they talk less and they try to listen because they're trying to take it all in. And I guess that's where maybe where you and I differ on this heart a little bit is, it feels like, given everything that's gone on, and again, 10 episodes of Rippin' Bill was a big part of it, that it just feels like I have a nice guy now versus I have the right. And you're right.
You absolutely do. That's the one
nice
thing we
guy.
Know for sure.
He's a
Gerard
great,
Mayo
great
is
person.
A nice guy.
Right.
He may be a horrifically bad football coach. Like, we don't know that.
I brought this up the other day. Is there a chance this is a Nathaniel Hackett situation, except because Thunder loves Mayo, they would never punt him in year one?
I think there's always a chance. I do think that would surprise me, because I think Gerard is trying to do things the right way. I actually used the example of hiring Evan Rothstein to be his new Ernie or whatever that day of game, like, advisor.
Yeah, yeah. And
that, you know, he seems to be trying to lay a foundation for success, to be proactive rather than reactive. But it's possible anywhere that just the situation is bad, the wheels fall off. I mean, let's look at what we saw last year. We were all dumbasses. We all thought Bill O'Brien was going to bring stability and competence to the offense, correct?
Yeah, and it didn't
happen.
He
did not.
Yeah.
He absolutely did not. And if you're listening, Billy O, love you, mean it, but it didn't work. And none of us saw it coming.
Billy knows that.
Now, a year before, we all saw it coming. We all saw the train wreck that was going to be Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. But, like, sometimes these are just unpredictable, you know, bringing together of people and circumstances and events. And like right now, we all love Drake May, right? Every feature we see, every video we see at a Bruins game hanging out with Polk, we love him. He seems to be genuine. He seems to be, in a similar way, I would say, Gresh, isn't there a little anti-Mac to Drake May in just about every single way? That he's physically blows him away.
Yeah.
Totally different person. But even the aw shucks likability, I always, and I've said this, I didn't know whether Mac came off as a douche or came off as scared douchey. He was so scared to say the wrong thing that he came off as douchey. But either way, I didn't like Mac. I never liked Mac. I never found him likable. Drake May seems very likable with his teammates, his coaches, you know, the cameras, the fans, the genuine nature to it, everybody comparing him to Gronk and the brothers and the whole thing. But does that mean it's going to work? The NFL is a freaking meat grinder. Mm-hmm. If you're not ready and you can't handle it, you're coming out the other side packaged as a sausage and you're done.
Who do you think the season opener is against?
I don't know. That was a trick question.
I had somebody text me saying that, hey, is there any truth to the rumor that it's Patriots Chicago week one? I was like, oh, I hope not.
Oh, I mean, I see what you would be doing if Drake May played.
Yeah,
Drake May doesn't play, I don't want to see Brissett versus Caleb Williams.
I'm kind of with you.
No real
on that.
Draw for me. I'd like to see a division game just because I think the other teams in the division are pretty good. And, you know, like, give yourself a shot. That unknown of opening day, that hope of opening day before you realize, oh no, our left tackle stinks and we stink and we're just the doormat of the AFC East again. Give yourself hope. Bills Patriots. Let's do Josh Allen versus Josh Allen's, you know, the next Josh Allen in Drake May. Something like that would excite me. The Bears thing. Ah, great. Two teams that picked in the top three picks in the draft. Woo-wee.
All right, folks. And Fourier will be on TV 38 breaking down the schedule and Josh Allen 2.0, ladies and gentlemen, is just anointed by Andy Hart.
It is still a thing. It's either that or us kind of taking over Survivor.
You should.
Right? Would you like to watch Survivor or me and Steve Burton break down the schedule?
You want a real answer? You
want
the actual answer live on the air?
Tune in. I want the ones that'll make people tune in.
Okay, Christian Fourier, you will not get a better schedule breakdown anywhere else except maybe later in the evening.
Uh-oh.
On the Six Rings and Football Things podcast, where we'll be live with Nick Fitzy Stevens, Andy Jumbo Hart, and special dorky guest, Rich Keefe.
All right, Scoops Keefe.
Hey, I'm
Scoops Keefe.
I'll
tell you if Marshan's going
to
play.
I'm just happy to know we have Josh Allen 2.0. Here we go, baby. Andy Hart, WEEI.com. Thanks, Hart. You said it. I didn't.
I'm going to stick with it until I have reason not to. He's awesome.
Reiterating.
Except Giardi says he has a hitch in his throwing motion. But
oh,
I don't know.
Giardi is a hitch. Anyway, I'm with you on that. That we agree on. Screw Giardi. Oh, man.